So by now, you know there's a total solar eclipse on Monday, but have you told your dog? It's said that birds go silent, bees head to the hive, but what more do we know about creatures during a total eclipse? Vicky Crowe covers all things animal for us, and Vicky, this reminds me of the exchange from Ghostbusters. 40 years of darkness, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. But what do we know?
Not so much as it turns out, Robin. So there have been accounts, some observations, most of them not methodical, dating back as far as the 1500s. Mm-hmm. And there are some common threads to them. So you might expect that some animals would behave as though it's nighttime during an eclipse. And we have, over the centuries, a bunch of those anecdotes. Crickets suddenly chirping, horses heading back to the barn, owls emerging. But is that verifiable science? I asked Elise Ricard. She's with the California Academy of Sciences, and she's been leading an eclipse initiative there. Here's what she had to say about the nature of those observations.
The most common one you might hear is that birds stop singing, and that's something that I actually got a witness for myself back in 2012 in Australia. I was on a beach, middle of the morning. The rainforest behind me goes quiet, which is an eerie, eerie thing. So people who have been seeing eclipses for a while, who've seen them before, have plenty of stories about how animals react. There's not a lot of research.
So one academic journal in the 1930s said the problem was that most of the observations were made by astronomers who were actually too busy and distracted watching the eclipse.
So everyone looks up instead of at the animal life.
Exactly. So bird experts like Kevin McGowan, he's at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, do suspect and think that it would make sense in a total eclipse. Birds might stop what they're doing, sit still, and take cover, though he's seen birds shrug off partial eclipses. In general, there are some pretty funny, intriguing notes from the field about lots of animals. Hippos in the Zambezi River looking nervous to observers in 2001, llamas gathering near an eclipse observer in Bolivia in 94, and ducks that appeared sad in Galveston.
It's a duck. All right. Okay.
During the solar eclipse of 1878, there are nocturnal fish seen coming out of cover, daytime fish going in the Galapagos in 94. For this upcoming eclipse, one oceanographer is equipped to see if zooplankton will rise. And it doesn't have to be about the light itself triggering the change. Things like the drop in temperature from an eclipse can affect animals.
Yeah, the sun is gone. It suddenly can get windy and cold.
That's right. Yeah. So a study from 91 indicates that some cicadas in Arizona stopped singing temporarily during a partial eclipse. But studying animals during eclipses is tough.
Okay, so what do we do? How do we do that?
There's an app for that, Robin. This is where Elise Ricard comes back in. The California Academy of Sciences already has a free mobile app called iNature. They're up to about 5.5 million uploads. That's of just regular nature observations taken by people of the last couple of years. But for Monday's Eclipse Day, they'll have a special launch of a citizen science initiative called Life Responds. With that, you can upload pictures, make brief notes, tag your location. Mm-hmm. They're hoping people will take pictures around the peak before and after. You don't have to be in the path of totality. And they're happily taking observations of wild animals, zoo animals, companion animals. We know that millions of people will be watching the eclipse. So Elise Ricard says there's just no telling how many observations they may get on that day, even if you're saying or showing that that dog you were talking about isn't acting strangely at all. That's still data. There may be some great surprises. And at the least, this will provide some baseline information and may help identify patterns. And it'll be made available to everybody who wants it.
Fabulous. We will link you to all this information. I just want to say you want to be careful of the people around you who want totality, that you're not there, you know, with your cell phone and flash and everything observing your dog. But if you are sure that you're not ruining somebody else's eclipse watching, what a great chance to see how animals react and add some data to scientific understanding. Vicky Krogh, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.